Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Woohoo! Yeah, so Grandma's Marathon Weekend in Duluth. They've been doing this since 1977. Looking forward to running my first race. I have not practiced at all. I'm just going to go up there and wing it. I think the mayor is skeptical. The water temperature right now, I just checked. Two Harbors water temperature is 40 degrees, and the wind, the breeze, is going to be blowing off Lake Superior. It's going to be in the 50s right along the North Shore tomorrow morning, maybe some 60s inland, but it's going to be a cool, brisk day. I guess from what my wife tells me, who's run seven marathons, it's going to be perfect marathon weather tomorrow. Should be partly sunny and very nice. Duluth Mayor Emily Larson joining us right now on CCO. Welcome to the show. Welcome
thank
back.
You. Hey, thank you. I have to tell you, I'm sitting here staring at Lake Superior. I'm at the corner of the lake in Canal Park. It is going to be a spectacular day tomorrow.
Yep.
So beautiful.
Absolutely. So how many grandmas are actually running in the
What? You know what? I don't know if that census data has been taken, but I do know that I think this is the first time since 2016 all the races have filled and we have 20,000 runners.
Whoa.
It's amazing. It's such an incredible thing to live in the city, A, and then B, to have this world-class event and to see the city show up, residents show up, and then all these amazing people so happy to be here. It feels really great.
And there's a lot to do. Tell us about some of the festivities going on in the Duluth area this weekend.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot to do. So today, Grandma's Marathon moved their kind of festival area over to Bayfront, which is really fun. They did that a few years ago. So there was a whole family festival today, whippersnapper races. There's music, really good music. There's great food, great beer. Mm. And then there's, the course talent itself. We've got people stationed along the course doing entertainment. One of the things I love to talk about with people is also just there's plenty to do that you can, these attractions and they're world class, but our park system is so incredible and it's free and it's going to be a gorgeous day. And, the one thing I would tell everyone to do tomorrow is just go jump in the lake. You're going to feel really alive. You got to jump in the lake.
You can do anything once. Hey, you sound optimistic and upbeat. Tell us about tourism. Is Duluth back? I mean, are things approaching normalcy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are exceeding 2019, which is awesome. We're excited about that. We are, we actually have rolled out a new and exciting tourism campaign, Love It Like We Do, and it's really gaining traction, which is wonderful. We're getting a lot of contact across the country and region in the news about the campaign. It is resonating with people. And really what we're talking about is Canal Park is essential and it's gorgeous. And that's what everyone knows and loves us for. And also we have these amazing neighborhoods like Lincoln Park, where you will find local food, local craft, local brewing, lots of neighborhood activity that we want people to get out there and remember. And, so it's been really fun. We are above 2019. So that's exciting. Wow. I do think we're back.
That is great news. I've always said I love the vibe, and every city, every town has its own vibe. And I liken Duluth to an affordable, approachable Seattle without some of the craziness that goes with Seattle. But there's something very special in Duluth. You know that.
You know what? I could see that, actually. What I love about Duluth is we are a little bit quirky, and quirky is kind of a, cliche word, but what I like about it, and what I think might be similar that you're describing, is we're not actually trying to be anybody. We don't want to be Chicago or Minneapolis. We don't want to be Seattle or Portland. We're just kind of here to do our thing. And so I think from that vantage, it is really familiar that people just think, this is just who we are, that we're not too fancy, we're not too uppity, we're very smart, we're very hardworking, we really care about each other. And I think all of that shows. So when you come up here and visit and you're talking with a, you know, food service person or an attractions person, they're really sincerely curious about you, and you can feel their humanity. And I think that's part of what you're describing.
Mayor Larson, the phones are lit up. Listeners want to know, when is the last time you actually jumped in a lake?
You know what? I haven't this year. I'm going to be really honest. I haven't this year. Usually I would have by now, because I like to sauna and then jump in the lake. So I haven't yet, but June's far from over, so it'll be this month.
TikTok.
And it'll be real, real cold, Paul. Cold.
There's a viral TikTok video there for you, Mayor.
Yeah, but there won't be. Trust me, there won't be.
Well, we're excited for Duluth, and we're excited for everybody heading up there. And again, the weather should be perfect. A little on the cool side, maybe a sweatshirt if you're watching, if you're a spectator. But for the people running, I think it's going to be
perfect. And you know what? I will also say, and thank you for that, and I hope everyone is safe traveling up here and patient with the traffic, because there's always a lot coming up. But as a mayor, I feel much better about the temperature tomorrow than a scorching hot day, because I really want people healthy and safe and, you know, getting the best time that they can out of themselves. So
we timed it right. I paid extra. I got you a cool, comfortable day along the North Shore. So
thank you. I didn't know it would be that easy. Yeah. I should call you more often.
Yeah. Keep me on speed dial. Duluth Mayor Emily Larson, thank you for joining us today on CCO.
Thank you so much.
And it's going to be a great weekend in Duluth. It usually is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Every weekend's a good weekend. Thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy
Bye-bye.
Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.